Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now for this week's Out and About, I'm out in the RDS. I'm out at the Hospitality Expo 2026. 300,000 people employed in tourism and hospitality in Ireland. 1 in 10 jobs, 12 billion turnover. There are nearly 14,000 outlets, over 7,000 pubs, 2,000 restaurants, 3,000 off-licenses, and over 1,000 hotels. They're all gathering here in D4 this week to talk up their sector, and I'm hoping to meet some of the personalities. Delighted to meet Annie Dunn. She's a real character. She's from Cavan, and she has a business called The Art of Great Food, and great is spelled G-R-A-T-E. How are you, Annie?
I'm fantastic.
Now, you're a formidable lady. I know you spent a lot of time in the UK. You were probably one of the main drivers of what happens in the Harrods food halls.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of spending 10 years as the head of product development for Harrods food halls. And I joined the business at a wonderful time because the food halls themselves hadn't been invested in since the 80s. Right. I joined around 2011. With new owners, we were able to convince them that really we needed to take the food halls from where it had been a world iconic destination back to that. So we spent a lot of time digging back into the heritage of the food halls, because Harrods actually started as a food hall back in 1880-something. Wow. By Charles Harrod. So that was really important to us, that we hung on to that. And through that journey, we found that we used to produce chocolate. So that became a real project for us. How could we produce chocolate in front of customers again? We had a wonderful selection of bakery that used to be made there. So how could we bring that back to life? And I suppose the complexity of the business as well was that it wasn't just a food hall. We have 25 eateries spread across the building as well.
Amazing.
So a wonderfully complex thing.
And you know what? I love it. Every time I go to London, I always wander through there. It's just so then you're back in Ireland. What's the business now? Because I know you help people, you help food businesses particularly to get on the shelves in supermarkets, to go on different branding journeys, all on the back of this wonderful experience you had in Harrods.
Yeah, exactly. So I suppose when I finished up after my 10 years, I was fortunate enough to take the time to just think about what do I want to do next. And through, conversations with some very great friends of mine in the industry, they said, you know what, Annie, the best thing you can do is to bundle it all up and offer your services as a consultant. Not a word I particularly liked, I have to say. So that did scare me, but I thought, actually, why not? So for the last 5 years, I've had so much fun. I have worked with so many amazingly passionate food producers. And I've just, delivered a small little part in helping them on their journey. But that gives me such pleasure every day, and really gives me the energy to get up and to keep going in the food industry, because I don't know anything else but food. So I kind of have to stay.
I've gone to the Irish pub. They've set up a whole pub, an Irish pub, what it looks like, what it's going to look like in the future. And I've met a man called Kevin McCarthy. He's from a company called AVL, Audio Video Lights, and he's been serving the pub trade for many years. Tell us a bit about your journey in hospitality, if you would.
Well, I started out my life as a disc jockey, Bobby, a little bit accidental, but fell in love with what I did, and kind of as I got a little bit older, wondered how I was going to make a few bob out within the industry and not play music every night. So I loved the technology from the outset, and I started renting it out to small bars and clubs in my area. I'm from Waterford, and then after a period of time I decided I was going to go for it hook, line and sinker. So I started up my company called AVL, Audio Visual Lighting. It does what it says on the tin. We wanted to supply audio, video and lighting equipment, integrated to make an atmosphere and to create a magic experience. And it just took off, started it up, and it just got legs really quickly. And I got introduced to a few people in Dublin who took on my services, and the rest is history.
So typically then, if you're supplying a pub, What exactly are you supplying them with?
So when I started in my business, you typically had one guy bringing the sound equipment in, another guy, well, video wasn't a big thing as so much back then, but the lighting in particular, you had an architect designing the lighting for a nightclub or for a bar who really didn't know what it should be. So I at a very early stage got into the lighting aspect of things and said to my customer that I wanted to take control of the whole experience. And that's where we grew. And so straight away, you know, people could see that we were good at what we did and we had a passion for it. So I suppose the ethos is to take complete control, marry all aspects of technology together to get the best outcome.
So you're responsible then for the pub atmosphere, which is, if we go into a place, it's about the sound, the lighting. Do you create the buzz in an Irish pub?
You summed it up there, Bobby. Yes, absolutely. A pub is about atmosphere. It's not about the millions of euros that you spend. You know, sometimes you go into a pub that has had little or no money spent on it. There's a better atmosphere because of the staff, because of all the nuts and bolts that go together that make it. So atmosphere, yes, is paramount. And we've got a passion for delivering atmosphere. And we've been doing that since forever, it feels.
Now, there's all sorts of demos here happening at the Hospitality Expo, and I'm delighted to see Martin Kiley here. He's from the MAK Group, and he's cleaning a piece of stainless steel. Fire up the machine there, Martin.
Well, Bobby, as you can see, everybody has a problem with time and money now. So one of the biggest difficulties you can have is, how do you clean difficult surfaces? So with a steam cleaner like this, it cleans at 175 degrees, and it leaves the floor or the surface dry.
So what it is, it looks like, and again, a very high-tech vacuum cleaner, even though I know it's much more than that. It's pushing out steam and it's sucking up at the same time.
Exactly, and then leaves the surface dry. And that's a big thing, because everybody knows the risk of a trip or a fall and what that can cost you in your business. But also, I suppose, the bigger thing is that it's difficult to get people to do difficult jobs now, or even any kind of a job at times in business, particularly in the hospitality industry. So if you can make the job faster, make it easier, then there's savings on both sides.
And I'm looking at a piece of stainless steel here that you've cleaned, and it's absolutely like shiny.
Well, that's exactly what it does, because you're degreasing the surface, you break it all down, you clean it at 175 degrees. And from a health officer point of view, this is exactly what you're hoping to achieve. And, you know, I suppose you've heard the line, it does exactly what it says in the tin. Well, it does that.
And the last question for you, Martin, how much is it?
Well, I suppose, Bobby, how long is a piece of string? But all I will say to you is, it's very competitively priced. If somebody is interested, the biggest thing of all I always say to a customer is, show us the most difficult thing you have. We'll do it. And you make a decision after that.
Now, I'm delighted to meet the main event here at Hospitality Expo 2026. Anna Haw joins us, a wonderful lady from Tala. She's a chef, she's an author, she's a presenter. How are you, Anna?
Well, with an introduction like that, I'm brilliant, thanks.
Now, tell me about your world, because it's all been very, very busy. Myrtle is still going gangbusters in the UK. The little sister, how's that going?
Ah, smashing. I've a wonderful team of people who just continue to surprise me every week, that they just keep pushing hard and we just keep evolving and growing. It's wonderful, yeah.
Tell me about Anna's Irish food tour.
Well, as you know, I'm all about Irish kind of food and culture. That's what Myrtle Restaurant is. It's kind of casual fine dining Irish food. So this show was like, imagine someone created my dream show. That's what it is. I travel all over Ireland, meeting the most amazing producers and the most interesting people. And then I get to interview Irish celebrities, or celebrities that have Irish blood and connections. And it was just phenomenal, like learning how to make a tin cup by one of the last tinsmiths in Ireland, James Connolly. He's from the traveling community. That was like, honestly, it was like, I think one of the best things I've ever experienced in my life. I felt so privileged to learn from such a talented man, and who makes it look effortless. And like going to pick lobsters, I was in Sligo. And it was just like, I didn't know that Sligo had such a huge amount of incredible lobsters. Like, it was just amazing.
You can't beat Irish lobster. Tell me this, it's been a very long intro to MasterChef 2026, When are we going to see you on screen?
I'm not allowed to talk about that yet. No, that's tight-lipped stuff, so we have to hold tight on that. But when it's ready to go, it'll come out with a bang.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. And just finally then, you're here at the Expo. You're a graduate of Cal Brewer Street, like myself. Isn't it a great industry? You meet every 10 feet, you meet somebody you know from of old.
Greatest industry in the whole world. It's a job where you get to give back, you get to take care of people, you get to be excited, you get so much from this job, and there are thousands of moving parts that make it happen, and this expo represents that.
And you get to visit the folks in Tala, which is always a bit of a bonus when you're in Dublin for the weekend.
Well, I get to meet the parents now. They when the chicks all flew the nest, they moved out of Tala to a smaller place in Rathfarnham. But yeah, I get to stay with them and it's great. And I get to cook for them. And, you know, sitting around the table, having the chats, you know, it's just money can't buy that type of happiness.
Well, Anna, it's great to talk to you again. Wishing you well in your career and everything that you do. And thanks for just being great.
thanks for being so nice. Thank you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.